Oliver, so many people have been sending me emails since your last visit to Coast several months ago. I've got to ask you, any more updates on John Teeter? Do we know if he's come back? What's new?
Actually, George, I got three big things for you today, but no, there's no word that John has come back.
Okay. Okay.
I could start off right away with the first one, and we could go from there.
You got it. What's up?
The first one, usually I don't get too involved with this side of the story, but this is so fascinating that there's a link on my site to it, and you can go and take a look at this right now. Someone either is making or has made a film about John Teeter. And what they've done is posted three photos on the Internet from the film. And in one of them, you can see the actor who plays John Teeter. And this is not some guy off the street. Apparently, this is a real actor. His name is Michael Hartson.
Is this Hollywood-type film?
Actually, that's all the information we have right now. My next step, and I'm going to try to do this in the next few weeks, is try to track this actor down. Because apparently, he's done a lot of film and television before. And that's sort of the direction that's going in right now.
Interesting.
Also, on one of the sites you can go to, Larry Haber, the attorney who claims to represent John's family in our time,
right,
has left some messages on a couple of these forums, and he's now starting to answer questions about John and some of these other things.
If it is indeed Larry Haber, do you believe it is?
Actually, I do believe it is.
Okay.
I've seen some of the banter back and forth, and my guess is it is Larry Haber.
All right. We're going to talk about that in a second. Go ahead. With
the other development that's kind of interesting is just within the last couple of weeks, and I got to back up a little bit, because this is the experience that drew me to the John Teeter story to begin with. As you might recall, John made some specific predictions about the physics laboratory in Switzerland called CERN.
Right.
And he said that there would be an announcement in the fall of 2001 about their ability to create black holes. And, of course, that's exactly what happened after he stopped posting. And now we've been watching the developments at CERN, and in 2007, they plan to bring their large collider online, in which case they expect to be making mini black holes, which John claimed is what powered his time machine.
And he was truly 3, 4, 5 years ahead of any announcement that leaked out about what CERN was working on.
Exactly, and that's what first drew me to the story was I made the connection between, wow, he said that a while ago, and now this information is starting to come out. Now, one of the complaints that people often email about is they say, well, how do you know that he actually made those posts before that announcement came out? And we now have something that's just about as significant, and people can go and see for themselves, and it's the same kind of thing. At least twice, John mentioned something called the Z machine when he was posting online. And at the time, nobody really followed up or asked any questions about it because I don't think they understood what he was talking about. But he said it was a device that is at the Sandia National Laboratory in New Mexico. And it's some sort of a physics machine. At the time, I guess it was either just being built or it had been built. And John referred to this machine twice in talking about the discoveries of how his time machine worked. Well, less than 2 weeks ago, a group of reputable scientists have now come out and said that they have a working theory on how to build some sort of a dimensional traveling engine, which they're calling a warp drive. And they said the only place now on the planet where it's possible to create the energy to see if this thing works is the Z machine.
Jeez, isn't that something?
So this is what I want people to do so that they can see that the posts came before the news. If you Google Z machine right now, and then search within the results for John Teeter, you will see that he was talking about this way before any of this stuff came out.
And I've got to tell you, Oliver, as wild and as far-fetched as it may seem to think that there's a time traveler who's come back from 2036 back into our time era, you know what? If there is indeed time travel, and I've always said this now, if there is time travel in the future, who's to say that they don't come back? Now, in this particular case with John Teeter, and update us for some people who are brand new to Coast to Coast. He came back into this time period looking for an old IBM computer. He needed some of the parts, right?
Exactly. when he started posting online, he claimed that he was from the year 2036, and he came from a future that was much different than the one I think we're headed for. And what his claim was is that he had to go back to the year 1975, and get a computer called the IBM 5100, which at the time was IBM's first portable computer. He said that the computer had some unique functions to it that weren't well known at the time. In fact, I believe now that we've done the research, we've discovered that only a handful of people, maybe less than 100 people, knew about this at the time, that this machine was capable of doing certain things. And he said that's why they needed it in the future. Of course, when he was saying all this, nobody was really following up or asking him any more questions about it. Only after he left did IBM engineers who actually worked on the machine start coming forward and saying, yeah, I don't know who that guy was, but he was exactly right. And I don't know how he found out about it, but that's exactly the way that machine worked, and it makes perfect sense that that's what they needed it for.
He talked about time travel, civil war, U.S. government problems, world problems, catastrophes, mad cow disease. A lot of these have come true.
Yeah, in fact, I am just looking at a whole list here. You know, it started off early on, he made references to buildings missing in New York. He talked about CERNs and the black hole, CJD, how the IBM 5100 worked. He made mentions about China being the next country to put a man in space. He said there would be no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq years before we were even considering to go into war. He said that Hawking radiation could be overcome to make the physics of his machine work, and it looks like that's happened. He made many references to the U.S. Constitution being torn away from us in the coming years from 2000. He talked about a woman president in the year 2009, and it just goes on and on and on.